Hey everybody, today I watched Limitless Episode 7, Brian Finch's Black Op. My god, this episode is amazing. If you haven't seen the rest of the show yet, just go watch this episode. I think it might have you hooked. The whole thing is jam-packed with Ferris Bueller's Day Off references, and I loved every second of it. So, Brian, spoilers ahoy. Don't want to find out what happens, then just go watch the episode. So Brian decides he's going to try to take the day off, pretends to be sick when Mike and Ike come to pick him up. And he has his own stash of NZT that he got from Senator Mora. So he has grand plans to enjoy a day away from the FBI, but soon after Mike and Ike leave, some mercenaries come and kidnap him. They need him for a mission, and so he's stuck out in the field. They have NZT for him out there, but he's stuck out in the field with them, and they're tracking down this guy to interrogate, and all kinds of stuff goes down. They don't give it their names, so he gives them nicknames from Ferris Bueller. And, this... I don't want to say much more than that, because it just doesn't do the episode justice to try to summarize it. But I loved it. This further solidifies this show as my favorite network series at the moment. And I am pretty upset with myself that I totally missed this when it aired last week. I don't know how I forgot to watch it for an entire week. But on the bright side, now I have another episode that I can watch like right now if I want to, which I just might. The next episode is called When Pirates Pirate Pirates. So that's is probably going to be pretty awesome also. So that's all for this episode of Limitless. Go watch it. It's awesome. And I kind of want to watch that episode again as soon as possible. You know what? I might buy the season pass so I don't have to watch it with commercials. Now, I do have CBS All Access, but you still got commercials with that, unfortunately. The main thing with CBS All Access is being able to stream live TV, because if I'm not at home or whatever, I can just watch Survivor, Amazing Race. Those are primary shows I watch live on my phone. And that's pretty nice to be able to watch it as it airs on my phone. But as far as watching afterwards, not that great to watch it still with the commercials. Especially a week afterwards. But I don't know. I'll see how much the season passes. It looks like they've ordered a full season of this, which is amazing. I really hope that they renew it when the time comes. Plus, Person of Interest comes back. I still have to watch season 3 of Elementary and season 4 of Person of Interest. I am so far behind on those, but I think I can do it fairly quickly, so I don't become 2 seasons behind on both of those. But anyway, that's enough about CBS for the moment. I will also be watching Supergirl Episode 3 pretty soon, so be on the lookout for that review. And that's it for now. Thanks so much for listening. Check out todayiwatched.com for more reviews, and tweet me with your thoughts on this episode and the series. My username is jkire, J-K-I-R-E. All right, that's it. See you next time.